since 1775, generations of Americans have fought for our ideals and our principles. American warriors secured the freedoms to create the United States of America. They fought to end slavery. They joined with allies to win two world wars. They have responded with valor and honor whenever called. And they have liberated more people around the globe than any military in the history of the world. Our all-volunteer forces of guardsmen, soldiers, sailors, marines, airmen, and reservists continue the mission begun at Lexington and Concord. Less than 1% of Americans serve in our armed forces. The least the rest of us can do is to pay attention and get engaged. This program is produced and broadcast for that purpose. It is presented live and worldwide at 1041kqth.com. To engage, call 520-751-1041. The American Warrior is on the air.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Warrior Radio. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Our U.S. flag's been in the news a lot lately. I'm guessing that unless you've been living under a rock, you know what I'm talking about. Now, I was raised in Mexico, and I've got a special appreciation for the promise and the ideals that are represented by the United States flag. Suffice to say that when the anthem plays, I stand, I remove my hat. If I'm wearing one, I place my hand over my heart. American Warrior is not a political talk show, so we're not going to get into that debate today. What we are going to do today is share a special initiative with you, something that is especially appropriate given those recent headlines. The best introduction I can make is taking an excerpt from this organization's website, United, E Pluribus Unum, submitted by our founding fathers on the great seal of our people at the dawn of our nation. The implication is simple yet critical to who we are, united yet different. Old Glory stands for much in a world with much need. Freedom, opportunity, safety, expression, pride, belonging, and diversity. The last two, never mutually exclusive, always mutually supportive. This year, as we fly Old Glory across 4,600 miles of America the Beautiful, we not only look at our colors above, but celebrate our colors within. The colors of Old Glory knit together a fabric of America that is unlike any other, a fabric of diversity and difference, bound in strength and unity. As we speak today, one flag, our flag, is being moved 4,600 miles across the United States of America from Seattle, Washington to Tampa, Florida. It began on September 11th, an appropriate date, and will arrive in Tampa on Veterans Day. There are thousands of participants helping to move this flag across the country, but one, we've got a local fellow here who's very special. I want you to hear his story. He's an Army veteran, and so we'll begin with him. Welcome to American Warrior Radio, Marco De Leon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ben.
You're a shy guy. It's okay. Speak up. Come on.
Oh,
kick it out there.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Hello. Hello.
Marco, your story is, you know, I read this on the internet, so it must be true, right?
It's true.
Let's start off with your story. You, like, we've had a lot of guests on the show, military, veterans who, for whom September 11th was a defining moment in their life. It was a defining moment in their decision. As I understand it, Marco, when September 11th happened, you considered joining the military. By the time you got around to it, let me just, I'll try and be kind by saying this, literally, you could have been the father of most of the recruits in your basic training class. How old were you when you joined the United States Army?
I was about 38 years old. And
that's uncommon, is it not?
It is. It's uncommon because the age was, I believe, around 31, 32 at the latest you can join. And that probably wasn't looked at as, you know, very well either with the military. So when 9/11 happened, they raised the age to 40, I believe 40 or 41. I don't remember the exact number, but I definitely took advantage of that.
Now, I read a quote that's saying that you just personally felt, obviously, you're patriotic, you were inspired to engage, but you also felt in particular that you didn't necessarily feel it was fair that the young people of our nation were carrying all the burden. Is that an accurate summation of some of your thoughts at the time?
Heartfully accurate, yes.
Okay.
Just like a lot of other people and one very famous person, which would be Chris Kyle, same kind of, I see myself doing the same stuff he did. Actually wanted to be a sniper, in the Navy. And, I thought, well, when something like that happens, it really hits to the heart of what I've been through all those years. And for me to look at everyone else doing it, whether they're volunteering or not, I had to be a part of that. I had to be a part of the best thing that was happening to make something better.
Okay, so you joined the Army. Now, you were a Guardsman, correct?
I was Arizona Guardsman, correct.
Okay, and Marco, did you have a special skill set that you thought would be helpful that you sort of brought to the fight going in?
I did. One was just being mature. Mm. I felt, I can have a little bit of an edge of maybe handling some things that maybe some other people would not be able to do so well. I also had some skills, doing some basic labor stuff, a little education, and so I felt as though I was going in with ahead of some of the kids that were sacrificing that didn't have what I had. So I felt like I needed to share this.
Now you were deployed to Iraq. You were with the, if I'm not mistaken, the 180th Transportation Battalion. Tell us what your role was or the job of the battalion there in Iraq.
Yes, the 180th Battalion was the battalion that was there in Kuwait, and I deployed with 1404, and that's a transportation unit, and I was originally an engineer. Mm-hmm. And went over, I had my own skills with the Army. They taught me one of my specialties was explosives. So I had to learn how to drive a truck, all the trucks I had, and with the skills that I had, they gladly accepted me to come, you know, aboard with them. And the 180 Battalion, they had a lot of units that were there, and we were in support of the 104th Infantry, which now is the 101st.
Okay. Tell us about that, or maybe those couple of fateful days around Thanksgiving in Iraq.
Yes, this was a mission we had getting toward the near the end of our deployment, and everything was going as planned, I suppose. It was 2009. It was about maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and this was approaching Thanksgiving Day, so November 25th, and we started an encounter. Multiple IEDs. These were IEDs that were left in the median. We had grenades that were just put on the side of the road. We've had different types of ammunition that were tied together, and it was a sort of, for me, an unusual night. It almost seemed set up in a way. Hmm. One of my other jobs, besides being an engineer, was I took the opportunity to learn how to work electronic warfare, which was jamming the radio waves to set these bombs off. And so I was getting a lot of action that night, and like I said, it just seemed very unusual, like somebody set this all up. And so the 25th, we ran into a few IEDs. We've avoided a few IEDs with the help of EOD, and that's how I got injured. We were avoiding IEDs. We would get thrown off-road, and we get tossed around the vehicle. So I sustained a spinal cord injury, and it took a while for it to manifest itself, but eventually it put me in a wheelchair. And then the next few hours, about maybe 2 a.m. in the morning, we got hit by two more. And one was two mortars tied together, and so we moved on from there, and we ended up getting hit by EFP, which is a different kind of explosive, but it's controlled by a garage door opener. And that's where a lot more damage happened to I sustained a lot more damage getting out to help some of the our brothers and sisters in the vehicle to get them evac.
Now that's a directional explosion, correct? Is that in civilian terms, that's the best way to describe it?
That is. They do have a radius in the military. Just you can't be a mile away from an explosive. It's definitely a direct.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia, here on American Warrior Radio. We're talking with Marco De Leon, a very special member of one of the relay teams that's going to be carrying Old Glory across America while it comes through Tucson, Arizona. No matter where you're listening in the country, you can join and support this. Visit oldgloryrelay.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, folks. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. I'm joined in the studio by Marco De Leon. He is an Army veteran. He was severely injured by a series of IED blasts. Basically, the damage was not apparent right off the bat, but long story short now, he is now confined to a wheelchair because of a spinal cord injury. We're very, very pleased that Marco also brought his security team with him today. His wife, Diane. Diane, welcome to American Warrior Radio.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Now, you guys have been married how long? Oops.
October 5th is our
anniversary.
October 5th
is our wedding anniversary. It'll be
10 years.
Our 10-year wedding anniversary, October 10th.
Okay, so that's 4 days away.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
It is 4 days away.
I know.
4 days away, just putting that out there. But so you, Diane, you basically were around to sort of watch the progressions, maybe not the right word, but as Marco, as these challenges really started to manifest themselves to put him where he is now, correct?
Yes, I probably was very naive when he came back from Iraq. I thought we would just get on with our lives. It's been a big education for us. A lot of people in the military understand what I mean when I say the new normal. We definitely have a new lifestyle. I had to really educate myself on post-traumatic stress, anxiety disorders, depression, dealing with the frustration or what was going on with Marco. I've been waiting for him to sort of bottom out and stabilize, but he's had a progressive injury, so he has yet to stabilize. So we just kind of roll with the punches.
Okay. Now, tell us, you were brought to my attention by a good friend of mine, Mike, who's very active with Team Red, White, and Blue. We've talked a little bit about the program on American Warrior before, but not to a great extent. What was your personal motivation, either one of you, to get involved with Team RWB? What did that mean to you?
Team Red, White, and Blue for me was something of a yearning, I suppose. I was going through a transition coming back. Like I said before, I felt I was mature enough to go overseas and handle just about anything you could throw at me just because of my experience growing up. And it was completely different. So when I got back...
Meaning it wasn't what you expected?
It wasn't what I expected
okay.
at all.
Okay.
A lot of unknown things that happen over there. Just inhumanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very bad. So when I got back, I was going through a transition, and I didn't know what it was. I had no idea how to address it. I had no idea who to talk to about it, even though there was resources there. I felt there was something I needed aside from a clinical aspect. So I just started looking around online. I was searching for anything because I was in a position I felt so unusual with that I wanted to connect with somebody to mm-hmm. have some confirmation. I didn't, and trust me, these words I have now, I wish I would have had them then. But I had to learn how to address myself first, and so that's why I was online constantly. Constantly looking just for some, I don't know what I was looking for. Happened to see the logo of Team RWB, which is a fantastic logo, and started to read online. My wife was, I told her about it, and she said, it sounds interesting, let's look into it. And we did, and it was a small group at the time, about 5 years ago or so, and it happened to be exactly what I needed, but I just didn't know. So we got involved, and it started to turn out to be something that change her and our lives together for the better, mm-hmm. even though we still have issues with some stuff. It worked out just great.
Now, the mission of Team Red, White, and Blue is to enrich the lives of America's veterans by connecting them to their community through physical and social activities. I want to emphasize that to be a member or to participate, and there's chapters, I mean, there's groups all over the teams all over the country, so folks can find it wherever they are, where they're listening to the program. But this is both veterans and people who've never served alike. And part of the, I think, the validity of this is, it's not only helping you integrate back into the new normal, as you put it, but I think it's also got a very superb educational component that really ties into the mission of American Warrior Radio. We're here to educate those of us who never served so we can better understand, so we can better advocate, so we can work to support each other. Is that a reasonable summary, Diane?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not a historian or a statistician, but it's my understanding that only 1% of the U.S. population serves in the U.S. military. So that means there's another 99% that has never served. Generations back, it was very common to have either an immediate family member or a relative that has served. So I think Team RWB's mission is to help bridge the gap between the veteran and the civilian communities. A lot of these guys and gals who are either currently in the military or transitioning out as veterans, a lot of these people have lived in bases all over the world and all over the country. So they find themselves in a town that they're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want to make friends. Everybody needs a support system. Team RWB was created so that, people could get involved in their communities and meet other people.
So, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I did see a statistic that talked about, a lot of us don't realize this, but very few of the veterans coming back actually return to their hometown. Like you say, that's important. They're usually in a place, sometimes a larger city, where they don't necessarily know folks, and it's good to get them out and involved. When we come back, Diane, I'd like you to talk about some of the activities that the Team Red, White, and Blue does conduct. I saw an interesting article, Marco, I guess 2 years ago, as a pledge or as a promise, you actually walked up to Mamak Hill, and just a lovely picture of you with some of your fellow team members back in your play. And it, folks, if you haven't done it before, it doesn't look like a very tall hill, but that's a climb. I've tried it. I'm fat and I'm old, but it's definitely a climb. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking about the Old Glory Relay with two individuals who will be participating in the Tucson Leg of Things. You can check out and get involved, oldgloryrelay.org. If you're like me and, you know, maybe can't walk more than a block or two, you can still get involved. You can become a virtual relay member. Check out oldgloryrelay.org. Stick around. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back. All these podcasts available on AmericanWarriorRadio.com. Over 16,000 people have downloaded our shows. You ever wonder what you might be missing? Check it out. AmericanWarriorRadio.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. I'm joined by two members of Team Red, White, and Blue, at least the local Team Red, White, and Blue here in Tucson. Listen, if you like what you're hearing, no matter where you are in the country or listening to this podcast, you can get involved in the Old Glory Relay. It began on September 11th up in the Northwest. Our flag will be carried all the way across the country, 4,600 miles, ending up in Tampa, Florida. More than likely, you're on the route somewhere, so you can get involved. Check out oldgloryrelay.org. Diane, back to you. You are, if I get this right, you're one of the local organizers, or you're playing a significant role in the leg of the relay that comes through the Tucson area, correct?
Yes, I'm on the committee for day one, which is Saturday, October 7th. Me with a couple other members of Team RWB, Kristen and Kevin Trapp, Emerson Knowles, and my husband Marco. We scouted out a route that starts at the Marana Police Station, the Marana Civic Center, and it snakes its way through Marana and Oral Valley. It goes down Oracle, It's going to go past Banner UMC Hospital on Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to go westbound on Speedway. And then it's going to take a left on Main. And we're going to end up at the American Legion Post 7 on Franklin around just around 5 o'clock. It's going to be an all-day, approximately 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. We're covering just shy of 50 miles.
Now, when I see pictures, they're just, and ladies and gentlemen, check out our Facebook page, American Warrior Radio. There's just a stunning photo that I pulled off of the Old Glory Relay website. It's a veteran with two prosthetics. Looks like he's somewhere, maybe out in the Nevada desert or somewhere. It's just him and the flag. In these photos, you see lots of flags, but there is one flag, correct? And that's going hand to hand to hand. How many thousands of people across the country do you think will touch this flag?
Well, the purpose of the Old Glory Relay is to unite people together in their communities. So the number could very well reach the thousands. This mm-hmm. flag actually flew in installations all over the world prior to starting on September 11th. So this flag has some mileage on it already. And we encourage everyone to come out and cheer us on. The people that are going to be part of the route itself are veterans, active duty military, and civilians. And this flag literally goes hand to hand. People, you know, I don't know what else to say.
Regular listeners know that Ben gets at least one dumb question every show. So here's my dumb question, Dan. There's that scene in Forrest Gump where he's out there running in the middle of the desert and then he's like, I'm going to go home. What happens with the flag? I mean, it's your job to get it to Benson or someplace, right? What happens to it in those places? Is there literally some person out there running this flag through the middle of the New Mexico desert? Or
to give you an idea, last year we had the Phoenix chapter run the flag through the night from Phoenix to Tucson on I-10.
Wow.
They were on a mission to get it done. They got it done. It was a little bit dangerous with all the semis and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be a little smarter this year. In the longer stretches, we have cyclists that will put the flag on a flag holder mount on their bike. So we have a lot of cyclists that will be doing the longer stretches. But we also do have runners that will run in those areas of the country that are pretty desolate.
And folks, you could participate. Again, visit oldgloryrelay.org. This is a fundraising event. I think it's $35 to participate, whether you run or not. If you're someone like me that might be supporting it virtually, just online, you can do that. Speaking of bicycles, Marco, back to you. You're a cyclist now.
I am a cyclist. Yeah, I'm in search to do anything I'm not capable of thinking I can do. So I'm going to try it. I ended up adapting the cycle, hand cycle. And
is that what you're going to be using for your portion during the relay?
Yes, I'll be using that for my leg.
And this is, people probably look two or three times when they see you going down the road in this thing. If you can, I know it's radio, but paint a picture for us. What does a hand cycle look like?
A hand cycle is sort of like a recumbent bike. You see people, they're sort of halfway in a laying position, but they're using their feet to cycle in front of them. So we're actually laying down on our backs, and the crank is just right above our chest.
Mm-hmm.
So we got three wheels, and two in the back, one in the front, and it's very difficult.
So you're pedaling with your arms,
basically. Pedaling with our arms.
Okay.
That's about as much strength as you can muster. That's how fast you're going to go.
Wow, very cool. Now, I understand, I love the fact that you just want to do stuff that people might think or say that you can't do, one of which is surfing. And I bring that up because I tell you, folks, if you haven't yet, there's a documentary showing on Netflix right now called Resurface. And it's a surfer, I mean, kind of just your typical surfer dude in California who was inspired. He started and run a program now where he basically teaches veterans to surf as a way to help them deal with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. Yeah, the founder is named Van Kurasa. He's going to be on American Warrior Radio here in a couple of weeks. So, Marco, let's put you and Van together and let's get you out there in the ocean, buddy.
You got it, my contact. It could be done. I'm willing to just do about everything, and as long as he's willing to listen to my my story and let him know what I'm sensitive about, then I'll do it.
I suspect you won't be the first.
No.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, look for Marco out there along the route. Diane, folks, I assume it'd be kind of cool for folks to come out and cheer these teams on. And, there's lots of ways to participate, correct?
Yes. I'm pretty intimately involved with the Saturday, October 7th schedule and route. And some of the best places to see us will be along Twin Peaks Road. Around 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be going into the Sunflower Retirement Home and thanking they have a veteran organization. So we're going to be, thanking their veterans. And then we are going to be going by, Mountain View High School on Linda Vista. And then we are going to snake north, and be going across Ironwood High School on Naranja. We'll be going into the Oral Valley Library at approximately 1:30. We're going to have the vice mayor and some council members there, as well as some Boy Scouts. And then we're going to be continuing on Naranja to First Avenue. And from First Avenue, we're going to cut down to Oracle. And then at Oracle and First, Marco has a group of five other disabled veterans that are going to be joining him. And he's going to be taking the route on Oracle all the way past McGee. Into Fleet Feet, which has been a great supporter of ours. And then we're going to continue on Oracle down to River. And then we're going to be taking a left on River all the way to Campbell. We'll take a right on Campbell. And we'll be going down to Banner UMC, where we're going to pick up hopefully a group of ROTC cadets. And we have a group of ROTC kids that are nice enough to volunteer, and we've got a group of historic flags, American flags, that we're going to be using, and we'll be doing our last finale. It'll be a 3-mile stretch from Banner UMC to the American Legion Post on Franklin, and we should be getting there around 5 o'clock.
So, suffice to say, get out in your community on October 7th. Look around. You'll see some flags. You'll see folks in Team RWB shirts and other attire. Moving this flag, it's definitely something you want to witness. The mission, as I understand it, is to of the relay is to honor the sacrifice of the men and women who fought for and preserved our freedoms, like Marco himself. And I love this quote. There's no red state or blue state way to get a flag across this country. As you mentioned, this is completely apolitical. This is just out there supporting those who we really should support, no matter your politics. So just a wonderful event. You can check it out, oldgloryrelay.org. In fact, if you go to that website right now, folks, you can track the progress of the flag. I'm thinking it's probably, I checked before I came down here, it's just north of San Diego right now. We'll be coming through Tucson here on October 7th. We really could use your support. Visit oldgloryrelay.org. We'll be right back. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. I'm joined live in studio by Marco and Diane De Leon. Stick around.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
If you want to discuss those who serve the red, white, and blue, dial 520-751-1041. Now, back to the American Warrior.
And we lit up your world like the
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're joined live in studio by Marco and Diane De Leon. Marco joined the Army at the age of 39. I was teasing him. It's almost like he's there. I just teasing him that maybe the other soldiers called you viejito. But let's talk a little bit about that, Marco, first, and then I want to spend some time chatting about the impact that Team RWB has had on your life. Did you find when you went into the Army, just because by the nature of your age, I mean, were you naturally kind of looked to as a mentor for some of these younger soldiers, or how was that working out?
I was. It was, naturally, I noticed just being older attracted the younger crowd. They just wanted to hang around, just be around me. They would almost seemed as though they wanted to just hear something I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. I felt like a parent in basic training, and I noticed it right away. It was a little unusual. I just thought maybe, you know, they felt like they needed to be around somebody or you know, feel like they had to talk to somebody about something. But I did notice that the older people, they did want to gravitate to.
And I bring that up because, Marco, I find, you know, we get a lot of guests both in the studio and on the show. I mean, right, you know, behind you, we got a picture of an astronaut that went into space twice. But you inspire me. And I looking at that picture of you going up to Mamak Hill, two things I noticed. One is I got the sense that you were inspiring your team members as you're making this climb up the hill. But at the same time, What do you draw from them, particularly the civilians? I mean, you know, in the military, you've got your battle buddy. You're fighting for the person next to your left and to your right. Now, in Team RWB, is there sort of a similar vibe?
It's very similar.
Okay.
It's a little different, but it's strong.
Mm.
I like to say it's, for me, since I have changed so much, I can't go back to how things were with me. And I'd rather not, to tell you the truth, because it's made me a better person to inspire. And I like to be that person. Things were so unusual for me, feelings with the PTSD and the anxiety disorders and anything else that came along with that. It was so unusual for me that I was searching to do something, just something to help me bring myself together, to learn what a transition is. And so since it was so unusual, I figured this is the thing to do. I'm still doing it. And actually, I'd like to thank you for having veterans on your show. And you've done a lot. And, you know, if you haven't had that, you inspire people like us to want to come on and talk. And I'd like to give you Team RWB coin.
Oh.
Here you go.
Okay.
And you're going to have to do it the military. You shake my hand, and there you go.
Yeah, see, I knew how to do that. Tell you a story off the air about the tower climb, but thank you. This means a lot to me, folks. If you don't know, getting coined is a very is quite the honor, particularly by someone like Marco.
I appreciate that.
The talk show host is without words, Marco. Touch on that because it's. I found it interesting. Your words just now. You said you were. We're talking off the air. I believe that things happen for a reason. And from my perspective, I would rather not see Marco De Leon in a wheelchair. Let me be very clear about that. But you, to me, that's part of the inspiration. You're saying, look, this happened for a reason. You are looking for your place, your role in life in the community, and now you feel that you found it.
Absolutely. This is, I guess, if you believe in destiny, this is what I was destined for. I have a theory behind all of it. I have a big story, long story. We won't get into that. But with me being in a wheelchair now and me having some inspiration in my community,
mm-hmm.
I can like to continue to do that as long as I can. With me being disabled the way I am and people see me out and about, they see me trying to keep the same effort that an able-bodied person would with the same determination, I think that is what keeps people interested in moving forward. Mm-hmm. And if I can keep doing that, it makes me feel better as though I'm normal, as though I'm helping with a disability. There's not much I can do, but if somebody sees me make an effort, just like anything else you do in life, they really admire that.
Yeah, we had the pleasure of having Travis Mills on the show, gosh, probably a couple of years ago. I don't know if you know Travis's story. He's a quadruple amputee. And my takeaway from that, just what a young man, just so full of joy. And it'd be easy to say, oh, he's angry. But no, he's so full of joy. And my favorite line, he says, look, I'm not a disabled veteran. I'm a recalibrated warrior. I thought, there you go. That's a very good way
to
put
it. Yes. And it is. We've got so many analogies for ourselves. It's an everyday thing that we think about these things. What can I do? Well, how can I be better?
What other impacts would you say that getting out and getting involved in Team Red, White, and Blue have had on your life? Either you, Marco, or Diane. I mean, you're doing this as a couple, and that means a lot.
Well, I think that one of the beautiful things about Team Red, White, and Blue is that they have this very simple grassroots philosophy, and that is using physical fitness as a way to combat depression, anxiety, stress. We all need to, you know, if you've ever had a stressful day at work or you're going through a very difficult period in your life, it's amazing what a brisk walk can do, or what taking a hike in some of these beautiful trails that are around Southern Arizona. We encourage people to, you know, for a lack of better words, it's, you know, let's put the bottle down. Let's put down the bottle of Jim Beam down. Let's take a break. A lot of people who struggle with PTSD, unfortunately, abuse of alcohol is very real. We will accept you however you are.
Okay.
100 pounds overweight, 50 pounds overweight. If you're a hot mess, just reach out to us. Get out. Go for a walk. We have some incredibly inspiring stories within the Team RWB community of people that were suffering with addictions to drug and alcohol that went on to become marathon runners, that went on to become ultra marathon runners, that went on to become Ironman triathletes. So there's a lot of inspiration. There's a lot of support out in the Team RWB community that is not only in the United States, but we have chapters in most of the major installations around the world.
Marco, you got 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 minute. Team RWB is definitely a love and hate relationship type scenario. You got to have that. You got to have it because that's what it's life. And if you accept it, it's not easy. It's not always fun and happy times. But if you apply yourself and you make an effort to engage, you're going to get something out of it. And you're going to run into people like myself, and we're going to run into people like you, and we're gonna try to motivate other people to become part of these sort of organizations.
Well, and I like that philosophy. Everybody has something they can bring to the table, no matter what it might be. You can help, ladies and gentlemen. Visit oldgloryrelay.org. Find out what you can do. You can come out, just stand along the route, cheer folks like Marco on. You can become a virtual participant. If you just go in, you'll get a T-shirt for that. You can support the cause. Just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And like I said, there is no red state there's no red state or blue state way to do this. Come out and honor the flag and honor these veterans, the men and women who've done so much to support your right to decide how you'd like to do it. Wonderful show, folks. You can find this podcast, share it with your friends, visit AmericanWarriorRadio.com, like us on Facebook, American Warrior Radio, follow us on Twitter at Warrior Radio TUC. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, all policies and procedures are to remain in place. Take care.